In the US, the FBI has admitted that decades of forensic hair analysis used as evidence in criminal trials was wrong. An investigation looking at hundreds of court cases has revealed that almost every examiner in an FBI hair forensic unit gave flawed testimony. In the great majority of cases, the evidence favoured the prosecution. And in some, the defendants convicted by the flawed analysis are no longer around to appeal because they were executed. Bridget Brennan reports.
In the era before courts started relying heavily on DNA, back in the 1970s, 80s and 90s, experts from the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair unit were regulars in American courts. Lawyers used them to give their opinion on whether a defendant's hair matched hair found at a crime scene. Now it's been revealed that almost all of those experts overstated the evidence.
The results are absolutely shocking. The FBI examiners overstated the science in their testimony. And in the United States, it's incredibly powerful when experts testify to jurors. You know, someone comes in from the FBI and says, hey, the hair on this crime scene is a direct match to the defendant. You know, that's enough to get you convicted.
Justin Brooks is the director of the Innocence Project in California, an organization that uses DNA testing to exonerate people who've been wrongly convicted. The Innocence Project has long argued that thousands of American criminal cases need to be reviewed because they relied on hair analysis. It's been helping the FBI review hundreds of convictions. The Washington Post got hold of the results, and they show that in 95% of cases, the experts gave bogus forensic hair evidence against a defendant. That worked in favour of the prosecutors.
In the old days, it was just basically some examiner takes a look at some hair under a microscope and says, this hair matches this hair. There's even been cases where examiners have testified that there was a match to hair, and they find out later on it wasn't even hair they were matching it to. It was carpet fiber.
These cases were from before 2000. Does it mean that things have changed since then?
Yeah, things have changed in terms of we now have mitochondrial DNA testing that can be used to challenge microscopic hair analysis. This is what you have to do. When science moves on and we learn we're wrong about things in the past, you got to go back and try and fix it. The problem in these cases is some people have been executed who had this kind of testimony presented in their cases.
Dr. Claire Ferguson is a lecturer in forensic criminology at the Queensland University of Technology. She says DNA evidence is now more commonly used.
For people that are working in this area, those findings have been a long time coming. Really, it's a subjective sort of art more than a science in terms of determining whether a hair sample from a crime scene matches a suspect. DNA from hair is a much more reliable methodology for determining whether or not there's consistencies.
And it's not just a question of 2020 hindsight. As far back as 1994, former forensic scientist Dr. Frederick Whitehurst raised concerns about flawed forensic procedures within the FBI. His lawyer is David Colapinto from the National Whistleblowers Center in Washington, D.C.
He was concerned about a number of systemic problems in the lab, contamination of evidence, falsely testifying. He was severely criticized for pointing out that this was a systemic problem. He's been vindicated, and I think that the Justice Department owes him an apology.
The FBI says it's now conducting an independent investigation to find out why false evidence was given for decades. There are still more than 1,000 cases to review.
Bridget Brennan.